Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
As you may already know, not all movement practices are designed in an equal way. In the Lit Yoga Method, we help you retrain your brain and body to move better for everyday life. Through physical therapy drills, yoga, functional mobility, core stability, and flexibility, the Lit Method rewires habitual movement patterns and postural imbalances to help you feel stronger, more energized, and more balanced both on and off the mat. Our online platform, The Lit Daily, is designed for easy convenience with a robust offering of class types so you can boost your energy while getting stress relief. Improved brain wiring means you will move with more ease and efficiency because we teach you the how and why behind movement choices, not just poses for the sake of poses. All movement teachers on the platform are certified by Lit and share a common language, providing education with clear cues that give you the needed reinforcement for enhancing your movement habits. Thousands of students in over 50 countries get Lit to feel more confident, more powerful, and more alive. We offer two subscription options for all levels and bodies. The Lit Daily option consists of over 500 classes in our library, with so many categories I can't even list them, but some include short on time, injury prevention, stress reliefs, and different body parts. There's also a Tuesday and Thursday live class that's streamed on the daily, and there's always a class of the day to help you take the guesswork out of what class to do. Lit Daily members also get 50% off the monthly workshops. The Lit Prime subscription offer has everything in the daily plus over 20 weekly live Zoom classes with Lit teachers providing real-time feedback. This is wonderful for community and to get your feedback from a teacher for your own alignment. We also get free monthly workshops in the Lit Prime option. Both of these are streamable right into any TV or device through an Android, iPhone, and iPad apps. Movement changes everything, and when we move better, we feel better. So sign up for our free 2-week trial and see how getting Lit can help you feel your best today and for years to come. I'm Laura Hyman, and welcome to Redefining Movement, a Lit podcast designed to investigate all aspects of movement from my background in physical therapy and neuroscience. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter movement patterns and compassion for ourselves and others, so together we can live our most uplifted lives, benefiting all beings. Welcome to the last episode of our Work Well series, in which we investigated how corporations are seeking to improve the well-being of their employees. This episode highlights the paradigm shift from traditional models to more holistic approaches. I'm curious, KB, what were some of your favorite takeaways from the episodes with all these different individuals and corporations?
It was fascinating to, you know, listen, especially to Beekman and their approach with kindness. It was so refreshing, almost karmic, the way their company started and their intentional use of kindness. And I especially loved when they defined kindness and how it's different from niceness, because I know I can be too nice sometimes, and that is not often the kind thing to do. And what I loved about Beekman especially was how they were using technology, AI, to cue their employees, to cue themselves to do sometimes a little uncomfortable acts of kindness. And it seemed to reflect in their retention, in their employee engagement. It just, I loved hearing that they've gone from this company of five to now over 100 employees, and there's really not much turnover. And to see that something as simple as kindness can really have an impact, not only on the workplace, but also what appears to be on this business performance. The KPIs were affected by kindness. And really, my second kind of favorite episode was with Jill Miller. And it sort of ties along with that, with this idea of how corporate culture is a critical component for a successful and competitive organization. I loved how she really went into defining a reactive behavior, you know, versus a response, you know, really looking at yourself and asking, am I reacting or am I responding? Laura, you are really good with both of your interplay with each other. It had me thinking about how I react not only in my business life, but also in my home life, in my personal life, in my friendships. It's been a real challenge in this post-pandemic work environment where, you know, now we're on Zoom and people are transitioning. I really liked how Jill's company has turned that focus more on the psychological safety in the workplace and, you know, helping these companies to build that. It was a fascinating thing to listen to what companies are doing and how it's working for them or not in some instances.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you so much on those two because it really shows you, like, when I think of benefits, we think usually of like 50% off something or this or that. And these are, in a way, intangible, but also the kindness becomes a tangible and a purposeful action that, again, keeps these employees happy. They're staying there. One of the two of them said, like, kindness is KPI. It's like, it is business. At the end of the day, like, they also have to make the business profitable. And they found out that promoting kindness in this intentional way does that. And of course, Jill coming in, really having this great way of teaching employees and in their heads, you know, how to have a better culture, how you engage with each other. That's going to help productivity. That's going to also help have a better work environment. You know, whenever you don't feel great, you're not going to work as great, right? Because you're either anxious or angry, or you might even be nervous about like your performance. But if you feel really held and supported, and that you're going to hear the truth in a productive way, then you're going to rise to the occasion a lot more, I think. And I also was impressed with Kevin Osterhaus as The Graduate, you know, how they're offering something very different, the personal development through education. And it's incredible that they give this offering of college tuition and other sources of tuition for improving their educational skills. After speaking with Kevin, it was really interesting to learn, though, that this benefit was not being utilized by the majority of their employees. Now, this is very still early on, but I started to echo what I've heard from other corporations who have been frustrated when they provided benefits that hasn't been used by the employees. And so it's interesting to find the solution of offering something that's meaningful, that's ultimately helpful for the corporation and the bottom line, but that also employees are going to actually take advantage of. I also thought that there were some real standout platforms that are working with corporations directly that aren't corporations themselves. And they seem to possibly be solving some of that problem. I'm talking about wellness and Wellable and Modern Health. They are working using technology to help employees' mental, social, and physical well-being. What were your thoughts about those platforms?
What I loved about Amos, especially talking about the involvement, I think, you know, Wellable started using those challenges as part of their platform for these companies to use. Because, I mean, we've seen it on our own platform where people love challenges. People love to check a box. And people like to compete too. So I thought they were really ahead of the curve of thinking, okay, wow, technology's changing. Things are going more online. And how can we engage people better? And to the point of The Graduate, it'll be fun to watch how that grows over time because, you know, Wellable, they've been around for 10 years. They have a lot of background to see what's worked and what hasn't and to tweak things. And I think Modern Health was doing that too. Modern Health recognized that people wanted to be able to customize a little bit better and not to have so many choices that it became overwhelming. And then, you know, paralysis by analysis, they were doing a nice job of funneling for the corporation, which, I mean, we find that on our platform. You know, we keep adjusting our platform to help that user experience. It gets stickier. It has to gain that traction for people to utilize it.
I agree. And it's like, they have to have the desire and then they have to give it a go. But then there has to be some amount of time before any of these, whether it is, you know, education or the mental well-being or any of the offerings, even I'm sure the practicing the acts of kindness, like it needs to become more like in yourselves, like, yes, that you'll show up for it. And sometimes people don't have the patience for that, you know, that they give something a try for a little bit of time and then they don't come back to it. And I'm sure there's just this need to bridge the gap between having this business strategy to help your employee and employee health and employee culture, but also improve the uptake of it. And I imagine that's something everybody's trying to find a solution for. But I'm wondering, how do you think the utilization of benefits could be improved?
Well, I think similar to what Wellable talked about with the challenges, you know, some way to make it become a part of the employee life versus just an add-on. I think of the education that The Graduate is doing, that's going to catch fire. And what that's going to do is that's going to, I think, attract people who, I mean, you think about, you come out of college, let's say, with a degree, and you go and work for a company who is willing to, for example, my DPT, they were like, hey, we want you to be a DPT, so we're going to pay for it for you. That was a bonus for going to work for that company. So I think people are going to start to look at a company like The Graduate as that being, they're going to choose them because they want that to become part of their life as an investment.
Investment in time and resources. And it's not just, hey, I'm going to have this job for a year. They're putting in this money so that they can see the benefit of it.
I think that's what these things need to become, is a part of their life. And to your point, Laura, where you talked about it takes time, we both would agree, you know, listening to these five episodes, there's a gap with the physical initiatives that are being offered. What I was hearing was it's basically counting your steps was a big thing. We all know that there's the traditional, oh, we'll pay you back for your gym membership, but there's no accountability in that. The gap for the physical and what we see, how that physical can impact people's productivity. I mean, we know if there's science behind it. How can we fit into this space to provide the physical, but also getting people past that time frame, you know, where it can become a part of their lives? And I think a big part of that is getting people to feel the effects of when you move better, you feel better. Therein lies the secret sauce.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. I think that all corporations, not just the ones we talked about, are doing what the yoga world has done, the fitness world has done, and kind of silo this. Here's physical, here's mental. And actually, the physical, to me, is the through line. We know that. Like we said, science shows it. And I think that it has to be a top-down thing. Like, I'm imagining companies that are physically active companies, like a Patagonia. They probably are repping it and doing it. We don't have to all be fitness companies, but it would be wonderful more if some of it was top down. So, like, challenging some of the HR people, challenging some of the senior, you know, whether it's all the way up to the CEO or just some of the senior managers to be involved. And I think it would almost have to be a requirement. Like, it's something as an option. It's a benefit that you get, like you said, a gym membership. It sounds great. We know on those, a lot of people don't take advantage of that, or they sign up and then they don't show up. So I really think people have to have it as part of their practice. just like the kindness. I mean, they really show that it's not just here are some suggestions, but here are prompts that become almost like obligatory, even though nobody felt that way. It's just, it becomes part of their ethos and their blood. And that's just like how it all flows. And I feel like Lit could really help. You know, we're biased, but we know this because we have this physical therapy perspective. We have the mindfulness of yoga. We know how important moving your body is for your energy, for your productivity, the clarity of mind, for your nervous system regulation, for your mental health. And if there could be more having somebody like us or whoever it is coming in and giving strategies that are required, you know, whether it's everyone needs to go and do this 15-minute class and you can do it on your own or you can do it in the group, whatever room. I would be so curious to see what kind of change that would have in a culture. At first, I'm sure some people would be not excited. There would be people who were excited, and then there can be people who are kind of laissez-faire. The thing about we know about movement is it absolutely changes everyone. It really changes, even if you feel like you're too old or too tired or too this or too that, it is going to bring you to a more hopeful space. And I think that's something I'd love to see in all companies to include more of that.
Yeah, because I mean, these companies, I mean, they are really going above and beyond and confident they would be, like Jill was talking about, yes and attitude. Like, we're doing this, but what else can we do? We just came off a retreat where we were, you know, doing Lit twice a day with people. And it was that immersion into it. And you just watch people who are brand new to Lit come alive. And they were, oh my gosh, you know, that's what is required. You must form new habits. And sometimes it takes that immersion. It takes that, you know, like you said, you have to be required to do it almost in order for people to really absorb the benefit.
So I agree. I thought everyone that was on the Work Well series is doing very impressive work. And how can any of you who are listening become more involved if you are an employee or you're an employer or you're like somewhere in between where you have some leverage? You know, ask your leaders, come to the table with ideas. Look at the mission and vision of the company. And is the company really following that and leading by example? And can you align the wellness practices to these? I'm imagining as CEO of a company, of a small company, like I imagine the CEOs have a lot on their plate. Like it would be really refreshing to have people come to the head and say, like, what do you think of this idea? And here's some research behind it. You can just literally Google the benefits of physical movement, mental, you know, all these things. And it's all there. It's really impressive. We talked a little bit about it on episode one, but you could always contact us. We'd be happy to talk to you. We have some corporate contracts and we really want to have more and want to be able to provide a place where you feel seen, but you also, your presence is really valued and your presence is valued if your health is valued. And that's going to be physical, which also is mental and social and emotional and all of it. So any more add-ons to that, KB?
I don't think so, Laura. I really enjoyed this Work Well series. I hope everyone else did. And I hope it's kind of lit, L-Y-T, the fire under our listeners to, you know, ask themselves, how is their employer serving them? Or how can they better, you know, assist maybe their employees in this holistic approach to wellness?
It's a gift that benefits everybody. It really will benefit from the top to the bottom to the top, everybody in between, because it has shown that when you do take care of your employees, their retention is higher, they're going to be happier, they're going to be more productive, and everybody likes that for the business. So thank you for being on this journey with us. We'd love to hear from you about the corporate wellness initiatives you're seeing or experiencing. Email us at support@lityoga.com, or you can connect with us on social media. I am Laura.Hyman, KB is KBWilliams99. As we'd love to continue this conversation about making work wellness exceptional.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Redefining Movement. If you like what you've heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review or share with someone you know. check us out at www.litmethod.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.